Father, we bless you this morning, for you are good, you are kind. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared, O Lord. We exalt you. Father, we honor you. We bless your name, for you are good, you are kind. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you for your mercy, for your love, O God, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All we have to say, all I have to say is to say thank you. Lord, we lay it to heart to say thank you. It is by your grace and not by works. It is by your mercy and not by our righteousness that we are here this day. Lord, we honor you. Bless your name. Lord, we thank you. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Thank you, Father. We worship you. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. I want you to thank God for his mercy upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day as you step out, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. Oh, I declare every plans of the enemy, every plans of the wicked, they are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar that is raised into this day, I pull you down. Every stronghold of limitation around my life this day, you are pulled down. In the name of Jesus, I declare the word of the Lord upon me. Surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me all the days of my life. Oh, I declare, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. I am the plantation of the Lord. I am planted in the courts of the Lord. I am watered by the living water from his presence. In the name of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus shield me from any form of evil. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, I have passed from death to life. The blood of Jesus shield me against any evil expression, expressions of death, expressions of accident, expressions of infirmity, expressions of sickness. You have no place in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into another man's error. I will not walk in the company of perversion. The Spirit of the Lord God directs my path. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. As I step out today, my labor is not in foolishness. I will not labor in error. I will not labor in perversion. My labor is under the regime of the favor of the Lord. For the Lord himself favors me. In the name of Jesus, his blessing is upon my life. His blessing is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every plans of the enemy over my life this day. You are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I declare every conspiracy of darkness, conspiracy of the wicked over my day, you are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, it will not stand. The light of God shines upon me. I am not walking in darkness. I will not walk in the darkness of this season. The light of God shines upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my seat is not in the corners of darkness, not in the corners of death, not in the corners of weariness, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. I am seated with my Lord, my God, in the place of glory. Oh, for the Lord, my God, will not shut me down into the hands of the wicked, into the hands of the enemy. Oh, but the Lord has placed my feet upon my high places. He has planted my feet in the large space of glory. In the name of Jesus, oh, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is upon me. I am not frustrated. I am not depressed. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord anoints me today. My cup runs over. My cup is not empty. Oh, the Lord, my God, set tables before me. The banquet of provision. I assess my provision for this day. I receive the continuous and constant flow of God's provision, of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare today, wherever my name is called, wherever my name is mentioned, the mercy of the Lord answer for me in the name of Jesus. I receive mercy for preservation. I receive help in scarcity in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Let me quickly remind us of our program again today. You know, I said it's going to be Thursday, next week, Thursday, on the 30th of April, 2026. Next week, Thursday, by the grace of God. The theme for the program is His Word. His Word. We are using this program to mark the grace of God upon our podcast ministry. The Lord has helped us, has been helping us in the past 6 years, and His Word is set ahead of us even in the years to come. So we are going to be celebrating together from the Word of the Lord. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come. The Lord bless you as you come in the name of Jesus. The venue for the program is at Ulua Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena, at Ijokodo Junction, Sango Eleele Road. The time for the program is 12 noon. We are going to start the program by 12 noon by the grace of God. I will be expecting you. I would love to see you there. I would love to receive you and welcome you into the presence of the Lord. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. That is speaking about the word of the Lord, seeing the word of God, seeing the word as a weapon. This is the third part, seeing the word of God as a weapon of warfare. You know, our anchor scripture is from the book of John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you know, in the past 2 days now, we've been reading from the book of 2 Corinthians, but of a note is for you to understand that the word of God is a weapon. We have read from the book of Ephesians, and most importantly from this 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Beloved, I cannot overemphasize this for you as a child of God. See the word of God as a weapon. The word of God is a weapon, a sword, a double-edged sword. It's even sharper than a double-edged sword. The word of God in your hand can be a defense for you against the deception of the devil, against the temptation and test of the enemy. And even the word itself can cut through spiritual darkness, spiritual blockade, and even remove limitation from your life. That is, if you know your stand in the word, you know the application of the word of the Lord. Jesus cut through the temptation of the devil by the word. When the devil came to him, after that Jesus Christ was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, took fasting and prayer 40 days and 40 nights. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when the devil came to tempt him, what Jesus used was the word of God. It is written, because it is the word of the Lord. Let me tell you something, dearly beloved. You know, the devil is all out to discredit the word of the Lord. It is because it is the true and truth. It is living and alive. It is the breath of life and the breath of God. It is your entrance into light and your escape out of ignorance. And that is why the devil has settled this season to fight against the word, to discredit the word. But you know what? No man can discredit the word of the Lord. I am not talking about the ink on the paper. I'm talking about the life that the letters on paper contains. You can decide to burn the book. You can decide to burn the paper. But then the life that is inside the words that are written in the pages of the scripture cannot be burnt. It stays forever because it is the living, breathing word of the Lord. And that is why you see a lot of people sitting down to discredit the word. Let me tell you, since the word has been delivered unto us, since the death and resurrection of Jesus, since the gospel of the kingdom has been preached, men has always gathered, by sponsored by the kingdom of darkness, to discredit the word of the Lord. But up till now, they've not succeeded. Do you know why? Because it is the truth. If you say something is a lie and you have been fighting and you see that decades now, centuries now, they've been fighting against this word that you call a lie, and the word is still here, it's still popular, it's still potent, it's still supernatural, then you need to sit down and consider that this word is true. The word of the Lord, it is the breath of life, it is the breath of God, it is your entrance into light, it is your entrance into knowledge, it is your entrance into good success, your escape out of ignorance. So instead of fighting the world, why don't you sit down and see the truth that we are talking about in the world? The word of God is a weapon. Stand on the word, stand on the power of the word of God today, and pull down the strongholds of the wicked around your life. Stop the siege of infirmity. Stop the siege of sickness. Stop the siege of darkness around you. Stand on the word of the Lord and speak when darkness is all around you, and you say that it's like there is no light in view. Stand on the word of the Lord. It is written, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, "Arise, shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me." Verse 2, "Behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But as for me, the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me." Cancel the siege of darkness that is around your life. Declare the word of God concerning your situation. Don't just sit down. The word you are carrying around is a weapon. The word of God is a weapon in your hand. Declare the word over your life. Affirm his promises over you. Confirm the promises, the prophecies that has been given unto you. "Surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow me all the days of my life." Declare his word. "It is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profits." Declare his word. The word of God is not just ink on paper. I've been saying that this month. It is not just ink on paper. It is the living word of God. It is alive forevermore. Beloved, the Bible is not just decoration on your shelf. It's not just a pillow for you to sleep on. It's not just for you to open to Psalm 23 and always put it by your bedside. No, the word is more than that. It's a weapon. It is potent. It is supernatural. It is a weapon in your hand to defend you and to attack, to strengthen you, and to bring healing into your life. Arise and fight with the scripture. Fight with the word of God. Stop the wiles of the enemy. Use the word as a weapon. Speak the word. Speak out the word of the Lord. Don't allow the lies to stay. When the enemy, when the devil comes with his lie and is speaking it into your mind, speaking it into your spirit, arise and cancel the lies of the enemy. Declare his promises concerning you. Declare it. The book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 15 says, "Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake." Stand on the promises and declare it. The Bible says that surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Stand and declare the word of the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 1. Psalm 27 verse 1. Declare the word of the Lord over your life. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fail. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident." A confidence in the word of the Lord. The book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 14, the first part says, "We know that we have passed from death to life." It is the word of the Lord. If the devil is threatening you with death, declare the word of the Lord. "I know that by the blood of Jesus, I have passed from death to life." The book of Isaiah chapter 50 verse 8. You can read from verse 7. Let me tell you about verse 8 and verse 9. "He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me." He said, "Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wax old as garments, and the moth shall eat them up." That same Isaiah chapter 50, you read there. It says, "No weapon that is put together, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper." Stand on the word of the Lord and declare it upon your life. Use the word as a weapon. Declare the word of the Lord upon your life. It is the word of God. It's a weapon for you to hold. Declare it. Fight with the word of the Lord. It is the word of God for you. Declare his word. Declare his word over your life. The scripture says, when the enemy will come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord God will raise standard against them. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I will not lack anything. For the Lord God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Stand on the word of the Lord. Declare his promises upon your life. Oh, for my healing is upon the Lord. He has declared upon me. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, but he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Declare the word of the Lord upon your life. I'm going to stop here today because of time, and if the Lord will permit us, probably we'll continue in the days to come. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, remember, use the word as a weapon. Fight with the word. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord show you mercy. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you and your household in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.